Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sonya Greenfield. Sonya is the Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is a website that looks at, that covers the NFL from a woman's perspective. On the program, we preview the Detroit Lions 2023 season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, we discuss the Lions' offense and defense. Also, we talk quarterback Jared Goff, head coach Dan Campbell, the 2023 season outlook for the Lions, and more. Sonya is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it. Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fund, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Michael Badgley from 37 yards knocks it through. Here's the live field goal. Badgley knocks it through from the 43 on first down. It's Williams bouncing to the outside. There goes the former Packer into Green Bay territory at the 44-yard line and a first down. Goff, out of the pocket, taking a shot downfield, and free is Raymond! Raymond caught it! Down inside the one! Colin Raymond with a huge play, and the Lions are on the doorstep of taking the lead. First and goal, Williams. To the right, to the end zone, to the lead. Detroit Lions touchdown. Williams into the end zone. The Lions retake the lead. Here's a blitz. Can Rodgers beat it? Big ball downfield, and it is intercepted by Kirby Joseph. Joseph out of bounds around the 45. He's got Rodgers for the third time, and the Packers are in major trouble. The season comes down to a snap, and Goff is looking to throw, and he throws it. It's caught for the first down by DJ Chark.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports and NBC Universal, and that's how the season ended last year for the Detroit Lions, ending the playoff hopes of the Green Bay Packers, and that was Aaron Rodgers' swan song at Lambeau Field. And certainly Detroit had a lot of momentum going towards the end of last season, and they've got a lot of momentum coming into this season. And to talk more about the Lions game, the season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs, also to talk about quarterback Jared Goff, of course, head coach Dan Campbell, and other things going on with the Lions, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is amazing whenever we have her on. She is a diehard Detroit Lions fan, and she is a contributor for Our Turf, which is a website that's dedicated to the NFL from a woman's perspective. Let's welcome her back to the program, Sonya Greenfield. Sonya, welcome back to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, man, all is good. As always, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Sonya, towards the end of last year, the Detroit Lions, they made noise. They didn't make the playoffs, but they dashed the dreams of the Green Bay Packers, and, of course, that was the swan song for Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field. And, of course, Aaron made his trek from Wisconsin to the East Coast to now become the quarterback of the New York Jets. Give me your thoughts on Detroit and their resurgence towards the end of last season.
Man, were people just, like, excited and really excited about this team and just really looking forward to what could be. And just that energy around the team those last few games was just amazing and incredible. And the fans are just really looking forward to a great season. Now, well, like you said, it didn't end with the playoffs, but we were really close, and I think that it was there. And it was like everybody was just kind of, wow, the Lions can really do this. I think if they, you know, they turned it on the last half of last year, and I think that energy and that enthusiasm is back, and I think that it's going to be great.
Indeed, it is going to be great. And Detroit, I've talked about this openly, and I've said, and a lot of some experts have said that Detroit is expected to be one of the X factors in this 2023 NFL regular season. Detroit is certainly the team has the potential to take that next step and make that next move. And speaking of making that next move, Detroit has made the move, and they're going to be in the season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. So we know that Kansas City, they're going to be at Arrowhead, one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So we know it's going to be a raucous crowd. But what do you expect for the Lions coming into Arrowhead going up against the defending champion Chiefs?
I think that this is a big stage for them to be able to show the NFL that they mean business and that they are for real. It's going to be a tough environment, but I think that they are going to really enjoy that kind of environment because, you know, look at what they did last year at the end of the season, going to Lambeau and winning in a place that they don't typically win. And so, you know, does that mean that they are shoo-in to win against the Chiefs? Not at all. But you can't intimidate them, I don't think. And I think that they're going to come in with the swagger like, yeah, we belong here just as much as any other team, any other possible potential playoff contender. So I think that they are, while it's going to be a tough environment, I think that they are proving to become more battle-tested and seeing that, yeah, we can do this. And the road used to be a very scary place for the Lions, and it's not so much anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And I just want to stay with Detroit and Kansas City for a moment. And a lot of football fans, including myself, I looked at this, and when the regular season schedule for 2023 was revealed, and they said that the season opener was going to be Lions and Chiefs at Arrowhead, I thought to myself, I said, this is not bad, but I thought it was either going to be maybe Chiefs and the Eagles, a rematch of last year's Super Bowl, or maybe Chiefs 49ers. Do you think the NFL got it right with having the Lions and Chiefs as the season opener?
Oh, of course. I think so. I mean, first of all, you know, they are going to always, they're going to showcase the Chiefs because they won. However, I think adding the Lions to that mix, I think is going to be great because I think that around the NFL, people are starting to take notice. At least, you know, various teams and coaching staffs are really starting to take notice and giving them some respect. And I think that this move does show that they've got a lot of respect, at least starting to be generated. The fans still may think it's a little, but I think if opposing fans, I think may not give the Lions as much of a respect, but I think it's due. And I think that, this move was very good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think in a way it kind of helps boost them up as to say, we're almost there, guys. We've made it.
All right, rightfully so. And this gives, as you said, this gives Detroit the opportunity on a big stage, a worldwide audience, to show what they're made of. And certainly they're going to be battle tested at Arrowhead, which is definitely one of the loudest stadiums, one of the toughest stadiums in the National Football League. I want to talk about the Lions offense just for a moment. So no more Jamal Williams. He signed a contract with the New Orleans Saints. But the Lions struck gold in the draft, getting a rookie running back out of Alabama by the name of Jahmyr Gibbs. Just give me your thoughts on Jahmyr, and what do you think he's going to do in his rookie campaign with Detroit?
I think he is going to be a very key piece of this offense. I think he had a decent preseason, enough, you know, obviously he's going to be a rookie and he's going to make some, you know, rookie errors, and that's okay. But I think that he will be a key piece in this offense. Our offensive line, or the Lions' offensive line, has really, you know, grown leaps and bounds and is becoming one of the more becoming one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. And so if he's got that to run behind, I think that he could be making some noise, and we might be getting a more consistent 100-yard rusher out of him very, very soon.
Yeah, the expectations are definitely bright for Jahmyr in the Motor City. And I want to just stay with the wide receivers for a moment. A new addition to the team, you have Marvin Jones Jr., and, of course, you have the usual players that have been with Detroit for a while now, Khalif Raymond, Josh Reynolds, and, of course, our guy that we talk about, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Give me your thoughts on those gentlemen and what you think they're going to do in terms of contributing to the receiving core for Detroit this year.
Obviously, Amon-Ra is going to be the pinnacle, if you will, of this offense, of the wide receivers, I think. And, you know, I think that's really going to be Jared's go-to guy. The rest of the crew, I think, will be very, very much improved. I think the offense has really turned up, and I think that those guys, I think our receiver core is going to be, our receiving core is going to be pretty well showcased, and I think we got a lot of playmakers there. And, you know, you are kind of disappointed in Jamal Williams's preseason campaign and, you know, his off-the-field issues. And so I think you've got a good group of guys to kind of cover that and kind of make that a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to some good wide receiver play out of these guys this year.
Absolutely. The future is definitely bright, and we saw flashes of it last year, and certainly those guys are going to be very dependable, especially Amon-Ra St. Brown. I want to talk now just about the offensive line for a moment, specifically Frank Ragnow. I mean, he's really been the anchor of the offensive line for quite some time. What do you think Big Frank is going to do for the Lions this year?
Oh, man, I like that guy a lot. He's just nothing but a hard worker and really is the anchor of that offense. And he has helped. I think his arrival really helped turn this line around and started ushering in a new era of the Detroit Lions front or offensive line. So I think that he has been a real consistent guy to be in the to be the thing. He and Jared have a very good relationship, and so I think that he is able to really help protect the quarterback, really, you know, get the line together, and yeah, just really be able to see plays, call plays. So I like what he has brought to this team, and he's one of my favorite offensive linemen, not gonna lie.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, if everything works out well for Frank, he could have the potential to maybe have Joe Thomas status in Detroit when it's all said and done. I mean, depending on what happens,
oh,
if
sure.
The Lions, you know, continue to make that exactly, if the Lions continue to make that long-term commitment to him. And I want to move over to on the defensive side for a moment. The Lions drafted a rookie out of Iowa named Jack Campbell. Just give me your thoughts on Jack and what you expect from him this season.
Oh, I think that that's going to be really fun to watch. I think he is going to be a real, I won't say like a motor, but I will say that he is going to be able to kind of give some offenses a handful. And I think that going up against that Kansas City line, I think is going to be a big test for him. But I am feeling that it's going to be a very good season for him. He's going to have some growing pains, as they all do. But I'm feeling that that's going to be an improved area of our defense. And that's really kind of what needs to happen. And again, hopefully he's ushering in a new attitude and a new presence on that defensive line. So I'm looking forward to it.
Indeed, and somebody that I've looked forward to watching since he's been a member of the Detroit Lions is Alex Anzalone. Just give me your thoughts on Alex and what do you expect from him in 2023?
Alex, actually, I have been impressed with him. I think he's kind of been one of those, like, kind of guys, but I think that I'm looking forward to him becoming more consistent and him actually becoming more of a reliable piece of our defense, because I think when he's on and he's great, but there are times when he does kind of falter. But I'm thinking that hopefully this year he gets it together and is able to bring it together and be a more productive and consistent part of the defense.
All right, and let's move along now to the defensive lineman and Aiden Hutchinson. You know, there's a lot of once-in-a-lifetime players that have the potential to be once-in-a-lifetime, and Aiden Hutchinson definitely has the potential. We followed him during his time at the University of Michigan, and now he had a solid rookie campaign last year. Give me your thoughts on Aiden, and what do you expect from him in 2023?
Ooh, he has been really fun to watch and just really fun just to, you know, he's been a really good energy, I think, on that line and on the team. I'm expecting a lot out of him again this year. He had a fantastic rookie campaign, and I know sometimes they do take a step back their sophomore years, but I have a strange feeling that he's going to be able to continue where he left off, be able to pick up where he left off and just really show why he hopefully is a future Hall of Famer. But I think that he has been a very good addition to this team. He wants to be there. He's having fun. And I love it. And I'm thinking that there's going to be some good stuff coming out of him this year.
All right, rightfully so. And speaking of good stuff on the defensive backside, two defensive backs that were good stuff for their team, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, was a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, was a part of the Super Bowl team last year. The Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl. They came very close, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson was a part of the Eagles squad. And, of course, Emmanuel Mosley played for the San Francisco 49ers. So you know what those two gentlemen bring to the table in the secondary. Give me your thoughts on C.J. and Emmanuel, and what do you expect from them being the new additions to the Lions secondary?
Oh, I think that those guys are going to be huge pieces of the secondary. And I think that, you know, they – well, Mosley's been a little bit injured, and, you know, they did just get him off the pup list. But I still feel that their secondary is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson, just they've got a bunch of guys back there who are going to be – a very good force and being able to kind of strengthen where we've been a little weak recently, you know, in the past couple of years. Secondary has not been in the best, but I think that getting Gardner Johnson, getting Emmanuel Mosley, and having, you know, Tracy Walker, Kirby Joseph, I think all those guys there are going to be able to really give us that secondary, that really strong secondary that we've been looking for, that the Lions have been looking for.
You're absolutely right about that, Sonya. Again, the defensive backs, or the secondary for that matter, hasn't really been a strong suit for the Lions in quite some time. But hopefully with the additions of CJ and Emmanuel, definitely soften the blow and get ease the tension off the defensive linemen and the linebackers. And, you know, Sonya, they say that a prized position in professional football is the backup quarterback. And the Lions, they got a backup quarterback with Teddy Bridgewater, solid experience and very stable. Give me your thoughts on Teddy being a member of the Lions.
I'm glad to have him here. I think that, like you said, he has been very consistent. He is stable. He can go out there and, you know, hold it down if we need him to. And I know he didn't have a very good outing his first preseason game, but the second game he came in and just made it do what it do. And that's all we want, is just somebody to be able to kind of tread water, if you will, if something happens to Jared Goff. And I think you couldn't have gotten a better person. So I think that he's going to be very good for the second – or for the secondary. Sorry. I think he's going to be a very good as a backup quarterback. I mean, he's reliable. He's very trustworthy and serviceable. So I think that that was a very good move by the Lions this offseason to get him.
And again, you get a great backup quarterback and Teddy Bridgewater. He's been a starter. He's been through the ropes. He's been through the fire, and he knows exactly what it takes to be a quality player in the NFL. And speaking of being quality, the last couple of years, Dan Campbell, for all intents and purposes, he has said some very interesting things, but he got his team going during the second half of last season, and certainly it paid off when they eliminated the Green Bay Packers from playoff contention. So the question is now, Sonya, in year three, what do you see Dan Campbell going with this team?
I think this year three, that Dan should get the team to the playoffs. I think that this is a very much so a playoff contending team. And I think that definitely he should be aiming for the playoffs. Hopefully they will get their first playoff win since 1991, the longest drought in the NFL. But I think that anything short of the playoffs is going to be a disappointment for this team. But I feel that Dan has the team ready. I think that Dan has the team fired up. And I think that they have gotten the right players together to make that playoff push and definitely, you know, get to the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, the expectations are really high for the Lions this year, and specifically for head coach Dan Campbell as he enters year three of being the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And certainly while the pressure is high for him, the pressure is also high for the quarterback, the starting quarterback, number 16, and that's Jared Goff. And certainly, you know, Sonya, we talked about the development of Jared in such a short amount of time since he's been in Detroit, came over in a trade from the Los Angeles Rams. And I have to ask you, has the transition been smooth for Jared and his family going from Southern California to the Motor City?
I think so. I think he's really kind of embraced the city. I think that, you know, he has done some work around the city with his charities. I think he and his fiance have really kind of embraced Detroit and really kind of gotten involved with the team and with the city. And so as Detroiters go, they can't embrace, like, they can't embrace anybody more, especially if you are in the city and like what it's about. They can't embrace any more than that. And I think he's done that. And so I think that that has helped really well. So I think they like the community. I think they like, maybe not the cold as much, but I think they have adjusted to the Midwest living, to Detroit living.
All right, I want to stay just with Jared for a moment. So we saw the development continue with him towards the end of last season and going into Lambeau Field and pulling off the upset, beating the Green Bay Packers. I've got to ask you, what do you expect Jared to do in 2023? Do you think he's going to continue to ride off of that momentum from the end of last season, or do you think he's going to operate in that spotty play during the 2023 season?
I'm going to hope that he does not have spotty play, and if he does have spotty play, that it's not that consistent. I will say this, you know, until he kind of turned it up last year, it was a little iffy for him, not even going to lie. And this season, you know, they are going to, I think upper management is going to have to make a decision about him and if he's going to be the guy or if he's going to be more of a bridge till we get to, you know, see if, what about the first round quarterbacks next year or, you know, quarterbacks next year coming out of college. So I think this is kind of a bigger year for him. And you'd like to see, you know, Super Bowl Jared come back, you know, the team, the guy that took the Rams to the Super Bowl. And even the last part of the season, Jared come back too. And I think that he will be there. But he does have consistency issues every now and then. And so I think that he just has to make sure that he is getting it together. And I think he does have that ability and the talent. So I think that it can be done. I am, you know, optimistic that he can do it, and he knows what this team needs to do. He's gotten, you know, a full season, a couple seasons in there with the guys, with Campbell and with everybody, and I think that they've got something good going, and I think he and Campbell have a trust and understanding now, and I think that that is going to really help him be the quarterback that he knows that he can be.
It's so important in the NFL nowadays where you, that quarterback and head coach relationship has to be key. And it's good, as you said, that Jared Goff and Dan Campbell are continuing to build on that relationship. It's going to be key. We've seen it with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. We're seeing it continue to develop with Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow, and also developing with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. And hopefully it can continue to develop and go to that next level with Jared and Dan. All right, so now the 2023 season is upon us, and I got to ask you, what's your outlook for the Lions? Like, do you see them possibly being a playoff team, winning the division, maybe being a wild card team? What's your 2023 season outlook like for the Lions?
I'm seeing them winning the division. I don't really feel that there is that much competition right now. Now, I've heard some things about Jordan Love. I kind of have seen some stuff, but I still think that the Lions are the best team in that division right now. And I am one that, you know, I'm very honest, but I think right now, I think the Lions are the team to be in that division. I see them definitely making the playoffs, and I would love to see them get that playoff win. And I feel that, you know, if things go right, if everything goes well, if they play good ball, if they play smart ball, I see them winning a playoff game. And I think that will be almost as – it won't be as good as a Super Bowl win, but it will definitely – solidify Dan Campbell's legacy, Jared Goff's legacy, just this 2023 team. I think it will definitely signify a true changing of the guard. And, you know, it's not the same old Lions anymore, I think, if they are able to get that playoff win.
Definitely, it's in their favor for this season. And on paper, they have what it takes. As you mentioned earlier about the Green Bay Packers, the Aaron Rodgers era is over with. In comes Jordan Love. Kirk Cousins in Minnesota still remains to be seen with him. Justin Fields has improved his play with the Chicago Bears, but Detroit has everything going for them, and they do have the opportunity to win the NFC North. All right, I have to ask you, so you've already claimed it that you think Detroit is going to win the NFC North division. What's your record for the Lions in 2023?
Record for the Lions, I'm going to say, is going to be, let's see, 17 games. I'm going to say 12-5.
That sounds about right, 12-5. That sounds doable for the Lions. I mean, hey, they've got the talent, and, hey, pending injuries, they can definitely make it happen, and they definitely have a strong chance of winning the NFC North. All right, so now we have a game coming up, the season opener, the Lions heading to Arrowhead, taking on the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. I got to ask you your prediction. Give me your final score in the Lions and Chiefs season opener.
Okay, Lions-Chiefs season opener. I feel that it's going to be a little bit more of a shootout. I think that the offense are going to be on display, but I think I don't think it's going to be a blowout like some people have suggested. I think it's going to be closer than we think, and I'm going to say like 42-35 Chiefs.
Wow, that's a high score right there. Normally, a lot of people have been saying the game is going to be maybe 27-24, 28-25. But I didn't expect 42 to 35, and it has the potential to be a shootout. We know Kansas City's defense is decent. It's serviceable, but we know when you have Mr. Mahomes and Mr. Kelce and the rest of the crew, you know, it's going to be a lot of points. It's definitely going to be a dogfight in the season opener at Arrowhead Stadium between the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. And you heard it from her. She's Sonia Greenfield. She is the director of writer management and also an editor covering the NFC North and the NFC East for Our Turf Football. Thanks again, Sonia, for being on the program. Just tell everybody what you're doing and what's going on over at Our Turf.
Sure. So Our Turf, we have our weekly podcast. We are back Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern time on our YouTube channel. Just search Our Turf Football on YouTube. Subscribe to us. You can watch us live and interact with us. We love that. We love hearing from our fans. So, yep, you can check us out there. You can check us out on our Twitter, Our Turf SB on Twitter, and we interact there. We love it. And then also you can go to our website, ourturffb.com. You can see our articles. You can see our old podcast. We are everywhere covering all the teams of the NFL, and we just love to talk football and have fun.
All right. That's awesome. And one more time, Sonia, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Our Turf Football and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. So you can find me, myself. I am at mom, the number two, the number three, RN, on Twitter. And then you can find me also tweeting for Our Turf. Sometimes I do tweet under Our Turf. And so our Twitter handle is OurTurfSB on Twitter. And then you can go to our YouTube channel, which we have our podcast every Tuesday night. And that's Our Turf Football. Just search that, and then you can go ahead and subscribe and never miss an episode. And then you could also interact with us live. And then, yeah, you can go over to our website. It is ourturffb.com. Okay. So, yep, you can get us there.
All right. And you heard it from Ashia Sonia Greenfield. She's a director of writer management, editor, and covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. It's a website that covers the NFL from a woman's perspective. And check out Sonia and the ladies over at Our Turf Football. This was a lot of fun, as always, Sonia. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, for sure. Thanks for having me on. You know, I love talking with you. So, yeah. Invite me back on anytime. I am excited and love to talk to you.
Same here. We'll be back with more right after this.
From 37 yards, knocks it through. Here's the live field goal. Badgley knocks it through. From the 43 on first down, it's Williams bouncing to the outside. There goes the former Packer into Green Bay territory at the 44-yard line. And a first down. Goff out of the pocket, taking a shot downfield, and free is Raymond. Raymond caught it down inside the one. Colin Raymond with a huge play, and the Lions are on the doorstep of taking the lead. First and goal, Williams to the right, to the end zone, to the lead, Detroit Lions touchdown. Williams into the end zone. The Lions retake the lead. Here's a blitz. Can Rodgers beat it? Big ball downfield, and it is intercepted by Kirby Joseph. Joseph out of bounds around the 45. He's got Rodgers for the third time, and the Packers are in major trouble. The season comes down to a snap. And Goff is looking to throw, and he throws it. It's caught for the first down by DJ Chark. And you can hear them from all the way in Seattle. The Lions have come into Lambeau, and they've knocked the Packers down and out.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that. A full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito. A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens. Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonya Greenfield, Director of Writer Management and Editor, covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Again, thanks to Sonya for appearing on the program as we preview the Detroit Lions 2023 season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs and much more. Until next time, remember, for God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.